Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The top five at five.
A new poll done immediately following the leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade finds the majority of voters oppose banning abortion. Positive reaction on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates, signaling no incremental increases will follow. Pope Francis was told by Hungary's prime minister that Russia has a plan to end the war in Ukraine on May 9th. A new poll out finds most voters don't think New York City's mayor is doing a good enough job targeting major issues like crime. Comedian Chris Rock weighs in on that onstage attack of fellow comedian Dave Chappelle by a suspect who is under arrest and facing charges. By a nearly 2-1 margin, voters oppose overturning Roe v. Wade. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll. The poll conducted immediately after Politico published a draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court that would overturn the 1973 precedent guaranteeing federal abortion rights. President Joe Biden doubled down on his condemnation of the draft decision on Wednesday.
There'd been a law saying a married couple could not purchase birth control in the privacy of their own bedroom and use it. Well, that got struck down. Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Bork, and my guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now. What happens if you have a state changes the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children?
Half of voters, 50%, say Roe v. Wade should not be overturned. More than 28% who say it should be overturned. More than 2 in 10 voters, 22%, are undecided, according to the poll. When you look at responses along party lines, 68% of Democrats and 52% of independents say Roe v. Wade should not be overturned. Well, 51% of Republicans say it should. The Federal Reserve has approved a rare 0.5 percentage point interest rate increase following 2 days of policy meetings. It's a move designed to counter inflation at a 40-year high under the Biden administration. The action raises the central benchmark federal funds rate to a target range between 0.75% and 1%. Here's Jerome Powell.
And there'll be a lot more information. I just think we want to see that information as we get there. It's a very difficult environment to try to give forward guidance 60, 90 days in advance. There are just so many things that can happen in the economy and around the world. So, we're leaving ourselves room to look at the data and make a decision as we get there.
The Fed chair also says the Fed is moving to shrink its $9 trillion asset portfolio starting next month in a double-barreled effort to reduce inflation. The Dow Thursday ended up 931 points after Powell signaled the central bank is not actively considering raising interest rates in 0.75 percentage point increments. The Nasdaq rose 401 points. The S&P 500 rose 124 points at yesterday's close. Pope Francis at odds with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church. Pope Francis has warned Patriarch Kirill against serving as Russian President Putin's altar boy after Kirill approved of Russia's war in Ukraine. The 85-year-old pontiff, through Vatican diplomats, has requested a meeting with Russia's president. Here's the Pope over the weekend.
And while we are witnessing a macabre regression of humanity, I ask you, together with so many anguished people, if we are really seeking peace, if there is the will to avoid a continuous military and verbal escalation, if we are doing everything possible to make the weapons stop.
Pope Francis previously met Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a Putin ally, 2 weeks ago. Orban told the Pope that the Russians have a plan that everything will end on May 9th, referring to the anniversary of the end of the Soviet Union's involvement in World War II. Russia has not responded to the Pope's request to meet with the Pope. Well, bad grades for New York City's mayor, Eric Adams. This is in a new Quinnipiac University survey. A majority of Big Apple voters, 54%, say They disapprove of Adams' handling of crime, while 37% of respondents approve. That's a 19% increase in voter dissatisfaction from February and a 12% drop in Adams' overall approval rating. Last month on ABC News, Adams said crime is also a national issue.
I say over and over again, there are many rivers that feed the sea of violence. This is a national issue. It's not a red state, blue state. In fact, red states experience a higher murder rate than blue states. Tulsa is three times the murder rate of Los Angeles. Mississippi, Kentucky, Louisiana, those are the highest murder rates in our entire country.
49% of voters say crime is their number one concern. 12% said homelessness is their top issue, and 15% told the poll affordable housing is their top concern. Charges have been lodged against the man who allegedly attacked a comedian Dave Chappelle on stage during the Netflix is a Joke Festival. 23-year-old Isaiah Lee was charged with assault with a deadly weapon after the Los Angeles Police Department said he jumped on stage at the Hollywood Bowl, pointed a replica handgun with a knife blade attached, and tackled Chappelle. Police are still investigating a possible motive in this. Here's Chappelle.
I've been doing this 35 years. I just stomped the backstage. Always wanted to do that.
Some audience members posted a video of Chappelle joined on stage later by festival performers, actor Jamie Foxx and comedian Chris Rock. Rock joked, was that Will Smith? Rock referring to the famous Smith slap Will Smith at the Oscars, which resulted in Smith being banned from the Oscars for 10 years.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.